This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, whatever it is you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers going coast to coast and border to border. That also goes for our bulk mail deliveries out there, the U.S. Postal guys, and we appreciate them so very much. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Not to forget about our Amazon warehouse folks. Thanks for listening to us, as well as the Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, The Captain's America. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain added S, America, all lowercase. Now, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things that we have to offer over there. And joining us right now, our number two of the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday, none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
They woke up. They were kind of debating whether or not they wanted to come outside because, you see, it's 62 degrees, clear skies, a little bit of a nip in the air, not much, no wind. But they were debating whether or not they wanted to come out and visit you because, you know, it might get their tootsies cold.
Well, but thankfully they did, and it's actually only 46 degrees here where I am tonight.
No, thank you. No, thank you. No way, Jose. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country, great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs. And we get it. And we hope that you get it, too. Need a little bit of that in America to wake people up and wake things up, don't you think?
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, the office of the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, has received a subpoena related to the special counsel Jack Smith's probe of the former president, Donald Trump. So here we go again, reaching out to his compadres and trying to figure out what it is he can get.
Well, of course. See, it's like playing the greatest hits to a great degree, isn't it? I mean, it's we just saw what happened with the midterms, and so of course it's all going to be Trump, Trump, Trump. Trump has declared, now he's running for president, so it's here we go again, is right.
Here we go again. Okay. Now, the city of Richmond, Virginia, you're familiar with it, right?
Right, right.
That was the capital of the Old South back in the days of the Confederacy. You knew that, right?
Right, right. Jefferson Davis.
Yeah. Well, they're all set to remove their last public statue of a Confederate war hero. And they're just going to tear that sucker down. I don't know where it goes from there, but everybody's on the left side of the aisle is rejoicing, going, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't know. That's history. I'm mixed on that.
Well, I'm mixed on it as well, only because, Captain, you know, when I grew up and learned American history, we learned, of course, about the Civil War. We learned what was happening in the Confederate states. We knew what was happening in the Union states. We understood what was at heart, the heart of the matter. We understood what the Emancipation Proclamation was. We understood that the United States came through it, was a better union at that point, and moved in the right moral direction. And when you start destroying history, you can't really learn from it. Now, it may be a political factor, but I do think people are going to be poorer for it because they're not able to talk about the actual history of what actually happened so that there's some kind of perspective on it and an understanding. Otherwise, you just have whatever the powers that be dictate to you at that point.
Now, the weirdo that was working for the government, that liked to wear the dress, cross-dress, and steal luggage from the airports to get the women's underwear that was in the suitcases, has quit.
That's right. That's Sam Brenton. And
better him than me.
Well, according to a DOE spokesman, they said he's no longer a DOE employee.
He shouldn't have been one to begin with.
Well, it's very strange because it is created quite a distraction, to say the least. But if you're going to be committing these kinds of crimes and so forth, maybe you shouldn't be.
Yep, allegedly so, spotted on the security cameras in the airports.
Right. Well, of course, but the idea, of course, is that maybe you shouldn't be part of the administration and, you know, whatever floats your boat, I guess, in the long run, but you certainly can't act this way and do these kinds of things and not have some blowback on it.
Disgusting. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be on Saturday.
Hey, it's the captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a newer pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Moss Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Moss Nissan will take great care of you. We always have a great turnout for my events at Moss Nissan. So
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, it's the Captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Moss Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Moss Nissan will take great care of you. We always have a great turnout for my events at Moss Nissan, so join me, Moss Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey, online at mossnissan.com. And Merry Christmas from Moss Family Automotive.
All righty, and that is the flagship store there at 19 and 54. You'll get to run with the big boys, and they're going to have some food up there, so you'll be able to enjoy that. And we always appreciate being able to shake hands and say howdy, howdy to some of our listeners that stop by there and make some new friends along the way from people that don't know who we are, and they know who we are by the time they leave. So there you go. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I've been using for going on 9 years right now. It only costs $19.95, the exact same price it was when I first took it out by trying the three-week quick start, $19.95. And by the way, it worked for me back then. It's still working for me today, and it will continue to work for me as long as I continue to take it, which is till the rest of my life, because it works. Why quit doing something when it works? Now, here's the deal. Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. And to get the best results, it needs to be taken regularly, every day. You start out in the morning when you have your breakfast or whatever it is you do to start your day. And that's how you get it going. You get it in your system. It dissolves in your system, and away you go. Now, sometimes you need to take it a second time. And if you do, wait till you have brunch or wait till you have lunch, and then take it then, and you'll find out that, again, it'll get in your system easier that way, and away you go. Now, this helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. And it will even help or eliminate altogether the pain associated with whatever the problem is you're having. Now, it has all natural ingredients in it. There is no narcotic value at all of this, no drugs at all. It's got turmeric, it's got resveratrol, it's got icarin, and it's got omega-3. And those items put together, 100% botanical and fish oil product, are made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your pain that helps you to heal. Most important thing is, it works. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website, you'll be able to get the 1995 three-week quick start, and you'll be able to take advantage of some other things that they have there, because they have other stuff other than that, too. You might see something else that might work for you. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, why isn't a lot of people take Relief Factor?
Because, Captain, when they do, all they have to lose is pain.
And boy, do they.
Yep.
Boy,
that's
do
exactly
they.
Exactly.
Yep. Boy, do they. All right, back to the drawing board here. The House Republicans sent a letter to members of the Steering Committee for Climate Action 100+. That is a group that pushes corporations to take necessary action on climate change and has spearheaded the left's ESG movement. Now, this is something that's raising a lot of eyebrows lately, isn't it?
Well, of course.
And why is that?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, when it comes to these different things like the climate change and so forth like that, then, you know, they think they've got them in their back pocket.
But you can't ram that stuff down people's throats.
No.
And they're trying to.
Well,
so what now, Coach?
Well, I think the new GOP-led Congress is going to, number one, ask a lot more questions about these kinds of things, because here we go again. It's almost like with the COVID thing. If you question something, then suddenly you're somehow anti-science. And we hear this particular phraseology, the science is settled, you know, but it's interesting, because if we want to do science, then let's do science. Didn't the Earth... Wasn't there an ice age at some point, and didn't it get warmer? You know, I mean, there are pretty some natural phenomenons that actually had to work on the ice age in order to make it go away. In fact, some people think that we're at the very tail end of the ice age and this kind of thing. So whether or not you have climate change being produced in some way, shape, or form by emissions, now that's a valid scientific line of inquiry.
Right.
But it's the political control, Captain, that these people have glommed onto. They want to control your life. They want to control the light bulb you can buy. They want to control the mode of transportation you can have. They want to silence you from asking any questions, because now you're anti-Earth. It's this kind of stuff that that people just find very, very disturbing.
Now, the United States Chamber of Commerce and corporate donors are making a last-ditch effort, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to ram an amnesty for illegal aliens through the lame duck session of Congress.
Well, of course, they've only got a short amount of time, and they have to try to be able to do this stuff. Especially, Captain, you know, the American people just voted to change the House of Representatives from Democrat control to GOP control. So in order to come back and do something that is completely out of step with the state of the wishes now of the American people, is a really something to witness happening. Because, again, I think the Democrat Party elite, they just don't care what the voters say. I mean, if they vote for them, fine. If they don't vote for them, fine. We're going to do it anyway.
And again, 16,000 illegals have come across the border in a shallow part of the Rio Grande River in El Paso, right there by the power plant. And right where they came across, I've seen it 150, 250, 350 times on my travels back and forth through there on I-10. They've come across the border, 16,000 of them, in the last 48 hours.
And here's a good question. Where are they going? And what are they going to do when they get there?
Doesn't matter. They're just coming to the U.S. to become part of the flow, and they've been promised jobs by the same people I just told you.
Well, exactly. And it's just it's mind-boggling to think of that, of the just in terms of those numbers. And then, of course, as we know, Captain, the Biden administration is finally getting its wish and shutting down Title 42. That is going to create a massive amount of, you know, I don't know if it's going to be exponential or not, but it's going to be several times what we're seeing at this very moment.
Now, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Elon Musk is calling for prosecuting little Dr. Fauci. He says, my pronouns are prosecute/Fauci.
Well, that's right, because he did that as sort of a play on words and so forth. In typical Musk fashion, he's being very provocative and at the same time, you know, showing that maybe he's not taking things so seriously to that degree. But the idea, of course, of Captain, is that he was then burned up by, I think it was the astronaut Scott Kelly, talking about how he was doing something against the LGBTQ community. I don't think Musk was really doing that per se. I think he was using it as a play on words in order to emphasize his point. I don't think he was trying to go against anybody in particular. I think he was just trying to be very provocative in that regard.
That's all these people have, is to make up stuff like that. By the way, the House approved Salud Carbajal's bill for protecting military parents from deportation. Good bill. Good bill.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really incredible.
All right. I don't know who's chiming in here. Let me look and see who's making all this noise over here. Oh, it's Jeff again. I guess Jeff has been up all night.
If I'd known
Jeff was going to be up all night, I would have had him wash my car.
Well, he just put the duck in the chat room because he heard the magic word.
Fauci.
That's right.
Yep. Fauci.
That's right. And Jeff is right on schedule. And but here's the thing, though, too, Captain. Isn't the idea of prosecute Fauci or investigate Fauci or let's find out what Fauci knew and when did he know it? That has a familiar ring to it, doesn't it? You know, and I'm prepared to sit here and wait until hell freezes over for the translation.
Did he know and when did he know it?
That's right. That was the central question back in the Watergate, for example. But here we are. What did Fauci know about what was happening in China and what the research?
All right. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more right here after this break, bottom of the hour break, and your station's getting a chance to pay some of their bills. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Tuesday morning, Captain's America Third Watch.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Gas prices keep falling. AAA reports the national average price for regular is down to $3.26 a gallon. That's 6 cents lower than this date a year ago. The cheapest gas in the country is in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.69 a gallon. The City of Angels has new leadership.
Karen Bass was sworn in as the 43rd mayor of Los Angeles Sunday in a historic inauguration at the Microsoft Theater, becoming the first woman to lead the city of angels.
The first act as mayor will be to declare a state of emergency on homelessness. A state of emergency on homelessness.
Bass was sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140, 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Mount's Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me and I'll direct you to my friends at Mount's Nissan who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Mount's Nissan will take great care of you. We always have a great turnout for my events at Mount's Nissan, so join me, Mount's Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey, online at MountsNissan.com, and Merry Christmas from Mount's Family Automotive.
Ho, ho, ho. And I think we're going to have a visit from Santa Claus. So, bring the kiddies. Might get a big old surprise. Moss Nissan Saturday. And I'll be there from 9 to 3. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always have fun when we go up there. Now, don't forget that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Heroes Mile. I'll spell that out for you. H-E-R-O-E-S Mile. M-I-L-E. Now, HeroesMile.com is a website. That's heroesmile.com. I want you veterans and you first responders that are having problems, regardless of what the problems are, could be money problems, could be marital problems, could be emotional problems, could be physical problems, whatever. I want you to go over there and check out their website and then get a hold of them, because these people are the real deal. They've been through exactly what you've been through and maybe even more. Because, you see, you're going to be working with people who have the same experiences in life, for the most part, as what you're having right now. So they know how to deal with this. They know how to help you. HeroesMile.com is the website. The phone number is very simple. It is none other than 888. That's now the number 2. That's 888-VETNOW, the number 2. One more time. 888-VET, now the number 2. HeroesMile.com. go over there and check them out, see what they have to offer. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised. And it's just like going to the VA without the rigmarole, because you're dealing with some of the same people that actually are over at the VA. So there you go. All righty here. Let's get back to the telephone lines. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line, and I think I know who this is, so let's find out what's going on here. All right, I believe this is Elliot in Wesley Chapel. What's going on there, my friend?
You got that right, guy. I tell you, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Hey, Captain, if you can give me 2 minutes, I want to deliver.
No. I don't have 2 minutes because we got schedules here, so I got a minute.
Okay, well, I have to catch you on the flip side, Dan. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, yep. Yeah, we have schedules we have to go by here, unfortunately, and if I let him go 2 minutes, it would take one of my things that I have to do away, so I can't do that, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying, Kyle?
I do, yeah. Always good to hear from Elliot, and
always
happy if he had a question or something.
Well, he could take his 2 minutes and split it into a minute here and a minute there.
That's right.
Gee, I can't believe I just thought of that, but that's just me. What do I know? Okay, now, the content moderation from Twitter executives. It seems that they met weekly with the FBI and the DHS and the DNI before the 2020 election. Now, this has gone from bad to worse. Bad to worse. But yet, 35% of likely U.S. voters say that the nation is on the right track. Am I missing something here?
No, I don't think so. I do think, Captain, I mean, let's just say that this was happening in a different country, and they had an internet platform where people had 140 characters where they could say stuff they wanted to say, and the government and their law enforcement or their prosecutorial arm, they were meeting to find out whether or not people could say stuff that they wanted to say, and that would be very concerning. But this is the Department of Justice, or you know, the FBI and the DHS and the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, right? They're doing this,
right?
It is kind of a cause for concern. Now, of course, it's all couched on the idea of looking for misinformation, and you know, but people start wondering, well, then who defines it? I mean, you know, when we hear dumb stuff from Russia, you know, smart people don't fall for that kind of stuff. But in an open society, you're going to hear things that you might not like, or that you might that might be a little questionable. But whether or not the government has the ability to simply define it, make sure you never see it, that raises some interesting questions.
You think?
Yes, well, of course, and nobody wants foreign powers to have some sort of undue influence in this kind of thing, but it really starts to smack of, well, this does not align with our political ideas of the far left, therefore it will be squelched, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay, now I got to get over to this, because something fascinating in the world of science has happened. U.S. scientists have now achieved a nuclear fusion milestone. What the fusion breakthrough could mean for clean energy is nothing short of phenomenal. Now, this could be the cheapest and easiest way for us to make the conversions that these other people want to make, using what we've already got and not having to do anything fancy. Because, for the first time, scientists have reportedly produced a nuclear fusion reaction that generates more energy than it takes to produce. Isn't that something?
It is, because here's the big difference, right? Nuclear fission is when you have an atomic bomb blow up, basically. That releases that energy. But nuclear fusion, that's more akin, as I understand it, to what happens inside of a star, for example. You have nuclear fusion going on. So if you can perfect that, and you get more than you put in, right, that's the key factor you just said, then we're off to the future here. I mean, this is the holy grail of energy, basically.
Well, nuclear fusion could help fight climate change, since it produces little waste and zero carbon emissions. The process occurs when two atoms are fused, giving off heat. It's the same process that powers the sun. Imagine that.
Well, that's exactly right. See, that's the big difference, fission versus fusion. And so if you're able to do this, This literally, the sky is the limit. We're talking spacecraft, we're talking all kinds of great stuff that can come out of this, and it would be incredibly freeing for the people of not only the United States, but the people of the Earth. Can you imagine being able to have energy that is so far above what we have right now, and the ability, presumably, would start to become much greater?
It gets better because scientists must now figure out how to sustain the reaction long enough to generate the power needed. Now, engineers must also develop machinery that can affordably generate and withstand fusion reactions, so it could take years for this technology to become widespread. In the meantime, the U.S. Department of Energy is expected to announce the development on Tuesday, today, after years of failed fusion efforts. They're back with a bang.
Well, that's right. And if you'll allow me, Captain, of course, back 35 or so years ago, the DeLorean was powered, you know, with the nuclear pellets or whatever.
Yeah.
And but then when the Doc Brown came back from the future, what did he have attached to the DeLorean but a Mr. Fusion?
Yeah.
that he got in the future somewhere. So I don't know. Maybe we're on that track. Who knows?
Well, could be, and we'll just have to wait and see. In the meantime, we got to keep our eyes on the prize over there in the Middle East, because Qatar, all of a sudden, is back in the news for the wrong reasons. Belgian prosecutors have charged four people with money laundering and corruption for receiving gifts from the Gulf state of Qatar in exchange for influence in the European Parliament.
Well, it's one of the oldest tricks in the book, I guess. But, yeah, they definitely
get caught.
Vigilant. Yep, that's right.
And, of course, European authorities right now have arrested the suspects after seizing over $1 million in cash. The European Parliament Vice President, Eva Kaili, said. And, by the way, she was one of the ones arrested.
Wow. This is pretty intense stuff.
Now, I've never really cared for the European Parliament and all that stuff, you know, European Union and all that. I kind of thought it was a waste of time, because what were they getting out of it? Everybody was, like, greasing their own pockets, for lack of better words.
Right.
But anyway, the Belgian media identified the Gulf country as Qatar. Doha has denied any involvement in one of Europe's most significant corruption cases in years. Of course they have. Bribery allegations have surrounded the World Cup host Qatar, as the country has sought to deepen energy and tourism ties with the European Union, despite reports of human rights abuses. So, more to follow.
That's exactly it. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. We're coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report number 2 right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We will be back with more. And Jeff, because he's wide awake, is going to take us to break. And we'll be back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
who is that group?
Well, that's AC/DC again.
What's the name of the song?
It's a Jailbreak, I think, right?
Yeah, that was from 1991, so that would be 31 years ago. And boy, they were... And Angus, what amazes me is watching Angus bebop all around the stage and play that guitar. And I don't even know how he does it in some of the weird ways that he's moving back and forth, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's practice, 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 and he really is that good.
All right, well, let's get this out there. We got to get the weather out there. We got some very important details to the bad weather that's out there for a lot of the drivers tonight, especially in the northern third of the country. Middle America's got a big problem, and we're going to have one down here in another day or so, but go for it.
Well, Captain, definitely we're continuing to see these blizzard warnings, for example, in eastern Colorado, east of Denver, and you've also got a blizzard warnings in southern Wyoming as you come up Interstate 25 out of Fort Collins into Cheyenne, for example. That continues on up into southeastern Montana as well. So it's one huge long line of blizzard warnings along with winter storm warnings in that area. We've also got a freeze watch tonight in central California along Highway 99 and also Interstate 5 just north of Bakersfield on up to about Merced or so in that general vicinity, so you want to be aware of that. We've also got a freeze watch coming across I-10 tonight. If you're coming out of Phoenix heading towards Blythe, California, definitely got some freezing weather. Freezing weather south of Phoenix and down into Tucson, we have freeze watch there as well. We've also got high winds coming out of Texas, if you're coming across I-40 through Tucumcari, Santa Rosa on your way to Albuquerque tonight, and we've also got some snow out there as well. This is going to be north of Salt Lake City. If you're near Boise, Idaho, pardon me, I should say Pocatello, Idaho, and also near Idaho Falls, you've got snow coming across the road right now. So be careful out there.
All right, well, I got to go right to Oklahoma and the Texas-Oklahoma line. We've got a couple of major thunderstorms, severe thunderstorm warnings, and one of them could have a tornado with it on the Texas-Oklahoma line. This has all happened in the last few minutes, and it's not very far away from Plainview, but it's further up north towards the line with Oklahoma. So you folks traveling that way, that looks like it's over there west of U.S. 75, not near the interstate, but out there on the two lane. And it's north of 287 going up through Texas. But be careful, because you can't see these things at night. You drive into a thunderstorm, and then all of a sudden, boom, there you are. You're in the middle of it. But be careful. Now, we're going to go up the line, because we've got snow and plenty of it. Going up into Kansas, the northwestern corner of Kansas, around Goodland, coming up by 70. You've got snow, a winter storm warning there. It's going to get worse as the day progresses as that system moves to the east. Going up into Nebraska, you've got snow from the western part of Nebraska, North Platte, almost all the way to Lincoln right now. You have a winter storm warning and a blizzard warning along I-80 for a good 60 to 70 miles, almost to the city limits of Lincoln right now. Going up into North Dakota, the western half of the state, blizzard warning and heavy snow and a winter storm warning. And over there on the eastern part, northeastern part of South Dakota tonight, we have a freeze ice warning. There's an ice storm going on right now, and then when it gets a little bit colder, which it will, it'll have snow on top of the ice, and that makes for a very deadly transition. Please be careful. North Dakota, two-thirds of the state up to the Canadian border, you've got a winter storm warning. Minnesota, winter storm warning going across the Twin Cities on up into Duluth, I-94. I-35 coming into Minneapolis. You definitely have got some problems snowing down below there. Iowa, just a matter of time before it starts by you. Going over to Wisconsin, the northern half of Wisconsin, you've got a winter storm watch, but it is snowing right now. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, same thing. Moving on down to Louisiana, we got a lot of rain down around New Orleans and up about 50 to 60 miles north of there. Got some fog tonight just north and east of Atlanta. You'll be on I-20. You'll be running into it, and it's just east of I-75. And then up there, Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod, you've got a gale warning. It's really rough up there, the winds and whatnot, so be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night. And, boy, this has been a busy night, and thanks a lot for your great help.
I sure appreciate it, Captain. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All righty. And from what we're talking about, folks, of course, is the weather. We've got a miserable, absolutely miserable night for the drivers that run east-west up along I-94, I-90, I-80, parts of I-70, north of I-70, the north-south routes all the way across from Illinois all the way over into Colorado. So please be careful. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Going to go right there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How's the world treating you?
Okay, so far.
Well, after the January 6th committee, which looks like as if their goal, and I could be wrong, tell me if I'm wrong here, it looks like they're trying to somehow or another get an indictment against the former president, Donald Trump, before Christmas.
Yeah, I think that they have made some referrals over to the Department of Justice. Like, you know, there's several things obviously already in the pipeline. So, I mean, it's a continued parade here against him. You know, he's got a pile of lawyers that are watching all of this.
Well, it's going to cost him a fortune, but I guess he's got to do it. But it is what it is. Now, the other thing is, real quick, before we have to go to the top of our break, I got about a minute to do this. In the last 48 hours... 16,000 illegals have come across the Rio Grande in the shallow part of the river in El Paso.
Yeah, I think I thought it was 18,000, but all right.
Well, it could be more than that, but I'm only going out 48 hours.
Okay.
But holy smokes.
Well, you know, a lot of them had mobilized on the Mexico side. Mexico loaded them, or an NGO, I don't know which, but they loaded them up on buses and they did a police escort and drove them to the border, told them all to get out and said, okay, right there is the United States, have fun, be merry.
Yep, exactly.
So we got new problems. We have new problems with Mexico.
Yeah. Well, Mexico needs to be told in no uncertain terms, okay? We're going to shut the border down. And, of course, we're not going to do that until maybe... maybe the Republicans take control. Maybe then we can do it. Don't know, but we'll see. All right.
Well, it's a bad issue.
Boy, it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Top of the hour. The news and all that good stuff that people get to do. And we'll be back with Denise Simon right after that.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.